This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to speak with Keith G. over the phone. He is the executive director of the Children's Hunger Project. Keith, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Thank you, Terry. I'm pleased to be here.
During normal times, you feed how many kids?
So we provide a weekend packet of food. Currently, up until this craziness started, we were feeding 2,400 kids every week at 46 elementary schools all over the county.
Now with the pandemic and all the kids are home, how are you handling this?
The Brevard schools have set up 27 feeding sites all over the county. They're schools, and we are partnering with them. They are doing feeding Monday through Friday. On Fridays, our volunteers are going out to those 27 sites and providing a weekend packet of food. And this week, we're anticipating we're going to send out 5,400 packets of food.
How has this affected you in terms of volunteers that come in and help you get this massive amount of work done?
Is we need someone to come in and pack all of this food up before we send it out. All of our food has always been packed by volunteers. It's all been delivered by volunteers. We typically have 40 volunteers come in every week and pack up our food. Now that we can't have 40 people in a room together, we've gone to smaller 9-person packings during the day at our office up in Cocoa. So they're continuing to pack food. Thankfully, we've had enough volunteers sign up to do that at this point, but then we need 27 pairs of volunteers to go out to these schools on Fridays. So on our Facebook page, we've been sending out sign up geniuses to sign up for food packing or food distribution. And thankfully, Brevard County has always answered the call whenever the Children's Hunger Project has put it out, but we are going to need help going forward.
How have you managed to increase the amount of food that you're distributing?
We've partnered with some churches and faith-based organizations. Love, Inc. has been a great partner for us. Georgiana Methodist Church up in Merritt Island has been great. Junior League of South Brevard has been a great partner for us. And so these groups are helping us buy food, pack food, and deliver food. And then again, it's the community in general that have been coming out with donations online or with volunteers to pack or to deliver food. Some of these kids, school is their source of nutrition. There's no food when they get home. Now that they're out of school, we need to help these kids. Right now, we know of 54% of the school kids in Brevard County are on the free and reduced lunch program. So that's more than half of every kid in the school district needs help. They're not getting enough nutrition at home. That breakfast and lunch they get at school accounts for 40% of their daily nutritional requirements. Kids that don't eat breakfast before they come to school will test 2 grade points lower on math skills.
It's obvious the need is great. How can people help? I guess they could go to your Facebook page and sign up to help out.
Yeah, there's information on our website, but it's a lot easier to find on our Facebook page, and it is updated every week with our next week's need. And if this continues at this level, we are going to need a lot of help from Brevard County.
And financial donations, they can make those on your website?
They can. It's a secure website, thechildrenshungerproject.org. It costs us normally $150 to feed one kid for the entire school year. That's every weekend. But right now, it's $4 a packet that feeds one kid for the weekend. We need 5,400 of those, so $21,000 a week is what we're producing in food costs.
Once again, on the web, thechildrenshungerproject.org, or find them on Facebook.